In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brethren, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask the Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, in your mercy, you call St. Alphege from the solitary life to be abbot and bishop, and to die as a martyr for justice. Inspire us to imitate his holy life, and grant us a share in his glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God for ever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Saul was still breathing threats to slaughter the Lord's disciples. He had gone to the high priest and asked for letters addressed to the synagogues in Damascus that would authorize him to arrest and take to Jerusalem any followers of the way, men or women, that he could find. Suddenly, while going to Damascus, and just before he reached the city, there came a light from heaven all round him. He fell to the ground. And then he heard a voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" "Who are you, Lord?" he asked. And the voice answered, "I am Jesus, and you are persecuting me. Get up now and go into the city, and you will be told what you have to do." The men traveling with Saul stood there speechless, for though they heard the voice, they could see no one. Saul got up from the ground, but even with his eyes wide open, he could see nothing at all, and they had to lead him into Damascus by the hand. For 3 days he was without his sight, and took neither food nor drink. a disciple called Ananias, who lived in Damascus, had a vision in which he heard the Lord say to him, Ananias. When he replied, Here I am, Lord, the Lord said, You must go to Straight Street and ask at the house of Judas for someone called Saul, who comes from Tarsus. At this moment he is praying, having had a vision of a man called Ananias coming in and laying hands on him to give him back his sight. When he heard that, Ananias said, Lord, several people have told me about this man and all the harm he has been doing to your saints in Jerusalem. He has only come here because he holds a warrant from the chief priests to arrest everybody who invokes your name. The Lord replied, You must go all the same, because this man is my chosen instrument to bring my name before pagans and pagan kings and before the people of Israel. I myself will show him how much he himself must suffer for my name. Then Ananias went. He entered the house and at once laid his hands on Saul and said, Brother Saul, I have been sent by the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on your way here, so that you may recover your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately it was as though scales fell away from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. So he was baptized there and then, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. After he had spent only a few days with the disciples in Damascus, he began preaching in the synagogues, Jesus is the Son of God, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed heaven, proclaim the good news.
Blessed heaven, proclaim the good news.
Blessed are you nations, acclaim him are you peoples.
According to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The Jews started arguing with one another. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? They said.
Jesus replied, I tell you most solemnly, if you do not eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will not have life in you. Anyone who does eat my flesh and drink my blood has eternal life, and I shall raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me, and I live in him. As I, who am sent by the living Father, myself draw life from the Father, so whoever eats me will draw life from me. This is the bread come down from heaven, not like the bread our ancestors ate, they are dead, but anyone who eats this bread will live forever. He taught this doctrine at Capernaum in the synagogue. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When I think of St. Alphege, my mind turns to the beautiful church that Downside was responsible for building at Oldfield in Bath. As well as the church dedicated to him in Bath, there is a stained glass window of his martyrdom above the altar in St. Oliver's Chapel at Downside. In many ways, Alphege was an obvious choice to dedicate a church in Bath. He had been a monk of Deerhurst in Gloucestershire before becoming a hermit in Somerset and then abbot of Bath. He went on to become the Bishop of Winchester and later Archbishop of Canterbury. He brought to his episcopal ministry a life of prayer and contemplation. During his time as Archbishop of Canterbury, much of southern England was overrun by the Danes. Alphege and other magnates were imprisoned. A ransom was demanded. It was paid for the other prisoners, but the large sum of £3,000 was demanded for Alphege. Alphege refused to pay and forbade his people to do so. The Danes were furious, and after a feast they killed him with the bones of an oxen. Is seen as a martyr for justice. Today's reading from Acts is the well-known passage of Saul's way to Damascus. And the chapter opens with those sobering words that Paul was breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord. And we see Saul on his way to Damascus when he had his vision, a vision which marked the beginning of his vocation. As Saul falls to the ground, he is left without sight and hears the words, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Jesus doesn't say, why do you persecute my members? But why do you persecute me? Because he himself suffers affronts in his body, which is the church. Saul is left without sight. He needs the support of those with him to lead him into Damascus. The next 3 days are spent in darkness, as it were in the tomb, praying, preparing himself for the mission he will be given. That mission is revealed by Jesus to Ananias. Saul is chosen to be God's instrument, to carry his name before the Gentiles and kings and sons of Israel. Saul receives the gift of the Holy Spirit. He receives this gift as Ananias lays his hands on him and baptizes him. Saul goes down to the depths to rise up to proclaim the risen Jesus. This instrument of God was filled with the Holy Spirit, with fortitude that gave him the strength, the energy, the fervor to preach the good news to the world, with the fervor that Saul had brought to his persecution of Christians. With confidence and trust, we place our prayers and petitions before Almighty God. For the bishops who have been at Buckfast these last few days, may they return to their dioceses renewed and refreshed, ready to proclaim the gospel to those entrusted to their care. And we pray especially for Bishop Declan, as he prepares to step down as Bishop of Clifton, and for his successor, Bishop-elect Bosco. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For ourselves, may we listen to God's invitation and have the courage of the martyrs to proclaim the good news to the world through the holiness of our lives and the commitment of our service. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For those who have asked for our prayers, may the Father watch over them and be their guide in times of difficulty. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
In prayer we turn to Our Lady, the Mother of God, the Queen of Peace, as we say, Hail Mary,
full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In a moment of silence, we place before Almighty God our personal needs. God our Father, we place before you our prayers and petitions. We ask you to listen to us and to grant them through the love of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Oh.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the will of his holy church.
Receive, we pray, O Lord, the sacrifice of conciliation and praise, which we offer to your majesty in commemoration of the blessed martyr Alphege, that it may lead us to obtain pardon and confirm us in perpetual thanksgiving, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, and Holy Father and Eternal God. For the blood of your blessed martyr Alphege, poured out like Christ to glorify your name, shows forth your marvellous works, by which in our weakness you perfect your power, and on the feeble bestow strength to bear you witness through Christ our Lord. And so, with the powers of heaven, we worship you constantly on earth, and before your majesty, without end, we acclaim.
Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus Dominus Deus Abbot. Praise the Trini et Terra Gloria Tua, Hosanna in excelsis, benedictus qui venit in nomine Domini, Hosanna in excelsis.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When he eat his bread and drink his cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Saviour's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, and save from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your Church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign for ever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And let us offer one another a sign of peace. Peace be with you.
Adios Dei. Fritalis peccata.
Miserere nobis, adieu.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Let us pray. We have received your heavenly gifts, rejoicing at this feast day, O Lord. Grant, we pray, that we, who in this divine banquet proclaim the death of your Son, may merit to be partakers with the holy martyrs in his resurrection and his glory, who lives and reigns for ever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And as with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.